Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, continuing God's news behind the news, there's a recent report that Israel issues a warning, basically, to Iran over a nuclear bomb report that's just coming out. And they say in this new report that Iran is just within weeks of producing that nuclear bomb to detonate, to launch it. Man. I know we need to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But
I know that, that in the context of this, that this means prophetically, that things are being fulfilled dramatically, quickly. And you're looking at the world being organized right now. And you're looking at the Alinsky tactics, the Lucifer tactics, where now presidents of other nations are scared that their phone calls are being listened to. We have ACLU, by the Tea Party, by liberals, conservatives, and the whole crew on Washington, D.C., marching against the NSA.
Together, right?
Together. And it's like the whole world seems to be organized. How long did they say it would take to be able to build that bomb, court reports?
Just within weeks, within a month.
Actually, who's saying this?
This is Fox News reporting this. In fact, it's the Institute for Science and International Security. They issued a report stating that Iran could produce enough weapon-grade uranium for a nuclear bomb in as little as 1 month.
Wow.
As little as 1 month. And you know that Israel will need to take action, you know.
Will take action. Yeah.
Relatively soon, based upon this, you know, based upon this report. So you're looking at things as we know it can change, you know.
Will change.
Yeah.
They'll definitely change. Based on
rather quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rather quickly. The and so when you see Israel at threat, that means everything that we know it is at threat.
That's right.
And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And imagine this, if today, this side of all the stuff's about to be loosed, that you are truly 100% gotten rid of all your sacred cows, and you are standing up for God and standing up for Israel. I mean, you walk around with saying, I will not be silent. That not only, I mean, stand with like Kufi. We stand with Christians United for Israel. And that's the Christians who came together to stand for Israel and assure that the nation stands for Israel. It's an awesome thing that happens where they go from congressman to senator, making sure that we tell them, you stand with Israel.
Right.
And that's one way. That's your nation. Another way is support Israel. You know, support Israel. And that's one thing we do as well. You know, we want to do whatever we can. Of course, we bring Israel to you continually. God, country, and Israel. And we always talk about those three things because we believe those are three pillars that they'll keep us alive.
No doubt.
And so in the context of that, but the, you know, Avi Mizrahi right there in Tel Aviv, which is where all this technology and things are being created, the capital of Israel, which is really Jerusalem is the capital, is
Duguid.
Yeah, Duguid Ministries. I'm thinking about something. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Which means like a fish boat, by the way. It's more like the. But you know, just. Imagine this. Everybody's so used to talking about history like history never happened. But every day you're living in history because it'll be your children's history tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance to make history.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're going to stand before God and answer for the history we created. And imagine when they read about you in the history books of heaven and they say, look, you stood up in front of the whole world. And you financially supported Christians United for Israel. You stood up and supported VFN TV and the daily radio program financially, knowing that every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that conversation would stand for God and country in that order in Israel. And you stood up for Israel itself when you focused and locked in. And be careful because there's a lot of folks that are taking advantage of people's love for Israel. But lock in. Lock into Avi. You know, Avi's sitting there feeding the hungry, he's ministering to the folks there through the Duguid Coffee House, and also has a messianic church there. And so, all three aspects that he's doing, the government gives him money, and they'd give him more, but they give him money to be able to distribute food out and things to the, he just needs more folks. By the way, they need a lot of volunteers. If you want to go, if you can't have finances, but you have enough for a plane ticket, you can go be a part of the prayer tower now that they have there. And,
what's it? That's in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv.
Yeah, it's in Tel Aviv. I was just gonna let you do it. The so then in the history books, because God sees it all, He's writing you. He's writing what you're doing. He says He keeps a book of remembrance, and He's writing these things down. Instead of you acting like it's all surreal, it's not really happening, and your name's not mentioned anywhere in history, you did not do anything. I know that Josiah, when Josiah found out that he was written into the history books of God, when he saw who he was in the Word of God, when he knew who he was, it shifted everything. Because they kept God's Word away from him. But when he read about there would be a king, coming all the way from, Solomon's counterpart, give me a second here. Your name will be a curse word because of what you did. The man of integrity, Jeroboam, thank you so much. That was so helpful. I appreciate that. That was so good. Did you see that? That was so beautiful.
That's all right. It was nothing.
Boom. Jeroboam.
Totally blank.
That God was so upset with Jeroboam because he began to fulfill in the flesh what God began in the spirit. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, God just gave him these tribes of Israel, and he started panicking, trying to keep in the flesh what God just gave him.
Yeah.
And his name became a curse word. His name became a curse word. Isn't that terrible?
Mm.
Pat. can you imagine that? That's terrible. Wow. Like, Greg. Like, oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
We can prevent that by living what's right, right?
Yep. You can try.
You can try. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
There's some people you just can't please.
Yeah. Although he wouldn't play on your team, Jesus.
Don't listen, Lord.
Wow.
Drew would even want you on his team after hearing that.
Wow.
I don't. Anyway.
That's tough.
Anyway, that's a tough one. So he would. I'm sure he would. He would let you be a water boy. He wouldn't get on the team after that. No, anyway. And so you got Saints fans laughing in the studio. Keep the laughter down in the studio.
Wow.
So Jeroboam, what God did, God took all these altars that he was burning things on that was terrible, what he was doing, and he just destroyed them. But there was a prophecy given that Josiah was talked about, but he wouldn't happen till down the road. But the history was written about Josiah before he even came. Mm-hmm. And when they got the word of God out of the temple, when they had it hidden back behind the Asherah poles and the doctrinal junk that they created, they pulled out. He found out his name had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, it's powerful. When you find out when you see your name in the history books of God and realize that He's called you, He's chosen you, He's established you, that He has something that He's called you to do. There's something God loves you and He has a plan for your life. Then that becomes a mandate in your life. Then you say, this is what I'm going to do. And that's what Josiah did. And what was messed up through Jeroboam was redeemed for a moment through Josiah. And it was just a powerful thing. Just a powerful thing. And I want to encourage you, begin to abide with God so you can find out what God's plan is for you. And He tells us, to not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, perfect, and pleasing will. You find out what God's will is for you when you begin to abide with Him. So I just want to encourage you, pray for Israel, pray for their protection every single day, every time you get a chance, pray for the persecuted church. This Sunday, we're going to be,
yes.
pray every day because understand that we haven't seen nothing yet. We have seen nothing yet if we do not repent, if we do not cry out to God and say, mm-hmm. Dear God, in available to you in the store at VFNTV.com is facing impossible odds with God. Facing impossible odds with God brings potential victories from your enemies.
Mm.
And this is so important because this is where we are today. A very strategic, godly process of how to face these possible odds. demonstrated through King Jehoshaphat, and how today, this is exactly where we are. This vast narrative is coming against Israel and against the church. And you know what? If we do what they did, we'll have what they had. If we do what King Jehoshaphat did, I'm telling you, you got to get it. Go to thevfntv.com and get it today from the store. It's Facing Impossible Odds with God brings possible potential victories from your adversaries, from your enemies. Suddenly, God will bring, I don't care how vast the situation is, God will bring you not only deliverance from your enemy, but bring you the spoils of your enemy. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.